This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, word has it, and I think this is changing on a daily basis, but word has it that the Senate had the necessary votes for federal gun control legislation designed to, among other things, pressure states into instituting red flag laws. Now, these measures are controversial because they involve suspending a person's rights, as in seizing their weapons, without due process. Wherever you stand on them, and wherever you stand on federal firearms laws in principle, however, a simple fact is underemphasized in this debate, which is that law means little if not enforced. How many laws have we seen that have not been enforced? And what's more, they're actually instruments of evil if enforced only to the degree to which good people will comply. We have two sets of standards right now in the United States. Antifa and BLM, they can destroy and kill. They can attack police officers. They can kill other black people. They get away scot-free. January 6th people that walked around and did a selfie with an iPhone and in a in the people's house, they're probably going away. Here's another fact corresponding to the general unwillingness among left-wing district attorneys to punish criminals who aren't political opponents, by the way. That's the thing. These officials, though claiming firearms are a plague, aren't punishing most gun crimes. Now, that's odd, isn't it? Odd. So, like, if you get out there and you take a pot shot at a cop, and you're in Philadelphia, the DA there, Larry Krasner, he will probably let you out. And they may take your gun, but since you got it on the black market, you'll just go back to the black market and get another gun. He is an archetypical example. His office withdrew or dismissed 65% of gun charges last year, up from 17% in 2015. And this, along with his characteristic reluctance to hold miscreants to account, explains why the City of Brotherly Love had 559 murders in 2021, an all-time record. And again, his misfeasance reflects that of left-wing prosecutors nationwide. Thus, if there must be a federal gun-oriented intervention, which I'm against, it's obvious what it should be. Make localities and or states receipt of federal funds contingent upon their adequate enforcement of violent crime law, in particular gun laws. And there you have it. Crime would go down in Chicago if Kim Fox prosecuted gang members. Crime would go down in Philadelphia if Krasner would prosecute gang members. Crime would go down in L.A., if Gascon would prosecute gang members. I don't know what's going to happen in San Francisco because Bodine is out of a job. But it's a very simple thing. Just enforce what's already there. And there you have it. Are you listening, Mitch McConnell? Cocaine Mitch. Unlike what's currently being proposed, this measure actually would make a difference. It's not radical within the context of today's governmental norms either, because after all, the current bipartisan gun bill provides incentives for states to implement red flag laws. And even more to the point, the Biden administration is apparently threatening to withhold school lunch money from districts that don't implement the pseudo-elite's MUS, which is made-up sexual status, a.k.a. transgender agenda. Of course, using federal funding retention as a cudgel with which to impose Washington's will has long been the status quo. They take our money from us, and then they offer to give it back, and then they're like, well, we won't unless you do exactly what we tell you to do. And let me reiterate something. I don't believe in strong arm tactics. In fact, the central government is meant to be a mere agent of the states and should get precious little tax money. But if the feds are going to call the tune with their pay the piper power, what better cause than compelling feckless localities to enforce the laws that really matter and save lives? Earlier this month, more than 170, quote, big city mayors met in Reno, Nevada, to vetch about how they fear sweeping gun limits are out of reach. As the New York Times put it, what misdirection, what deflection, what nerve, what a bunch of phonies. Crime isn't skyrocketing nationwide because firearm laws have changed, because they haven't. But because the law enforcers have changed. Law enforcement has changed. Enforcement of local laws makes far more sense than any one-size-fits-all policy, too, as crime is not an evenly distributed phenomenon. When you consider that more than half of 2016 murders occurred in just certain parts of 2% of our land's counties, and 68% of the homicides were committed in only small pockets of 5% of the counties, and oh, by the way, those are all exclusively Democrat-governed areas, or almost all, excuse me. In contrast, and on average, 73% of counties in any given year had zero murders from 1977 to 2000, this coming from Fox News in 2017. And these would generally be GOP areas. And in other words, we don't have a gun problem. We have a Democrat population slash governance problem. What's so disgusting about more law, but not strictly enforcing those on the books, especially the important ones, is that only you will be affected by this. You tend to follow laws even when enforcement is lax and punishment for violation is minimal. Miscreants won't without the threat of draconian measures. But that doesn't surprise me because we're the most law-abiding people out there. So ponder the vicious circle here. You don't enforce just laws, crime consequently proliferates. Then when a drumbeat for more laws, which take away good people's freedom but also won't be enforced on evildoers, crime then rises further, leading to a call for even more laws and, you know, wash, rinse, repeat. And you get the idea. Soon very few freedoms remain. And, hey, were you conspiracy-minded, perish the thought. You might fancy this the whole point of this seemingly pointless exercise. Now, for you politicians and federal and otherwise, focus on enforcing existing laws or forever hold your peace, because with the way your pet criminals are running wild, a good citizen certainly has to hold his weapon. If you're not, for those of you that haven't already figured out what's going on here, if you're not even curious about this, I throw in the towel on trying to convince you. I do. They've defunded the cops. Well, let me rephrase that. In the blue areas where they have the most sway, they've defunded the cops. They have social interventionists instead of police. They have crime on the rise. People are dying of fentanyl all over the place. You know, it's the craziest time to be an American as far as in these major cities, which should be bastions of capitalism. They didn't get built like that because they're, you know, they're communists. But they're not. They're progressive now. They're population centers, and because they keep electing the same guys, they keep having the same thing. And then they wonder why they keep playing the same game over and over again, and they expect that different outcome. We'll talk about this next. All right, we'll talk about this next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
From
over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. This is one of the better jobs to ever have. Let me explain why. I just had a Chambers pistol delivered to me here. And they will be coming up next hour. 1911 University coming up next hour. So, progressive Democrats, the ones that right now are leading the charge for all this gun control and all this other things, they are fantastically good at being evil people. They have an astounding ability to avoid accountability and to traffic in hypocrisy without any consequence whatsoever. They have mastered prevarication and raised projection to an art form. And whether they are falsely accusing Donald Trump of colluding with Russians, even as they are colluding with Russians, even as they ignore masks and other mandates that they themselves passed, even as they lock up January 6 protesters while supporting BLM and Antifa rioters who burned and looted numerous American cities throughout the summer of 2020, or engaging in any of literally countless other examples of chicanery, they are always disingenuous. Even now, they are, and you know, one of the things that I fully appreciate as a watcher of things is I really am enjoying watching the Russians as they try to, you know, going into Ukraine was supposed to be like a live fire exercise. It was supposed to be like the invasion of Panama. It was supposed to be over with in like a week. And what are we in? Are we in going into month four? But right now, despite that, despite the fact that they can't operate militarily against the country right over the border with us, with them, excuse me, we have the progressives sounding the alarm about Russian interference in the upcoming 2022 midterm election. This despite the fact that many, if not most people, understandably believe that they stole the last election from Trump, and claims that, ever true to form, Democrats call baseless and the big lie. In fact, they claim that the election was perfect, the cleanest, fairest, and most accurate in American history. And just recently, President Biden engaged in a love fest interview with late night television host Jimmy Carl Malone Kimmel, in which he spoke about gun control and abortion and lied about the economy. The uniter in chief also blasted Republicans and accused them of not playing fair. Biden said, "I often get asked, look, the Republicans don't play it square. Why do you play it square?" Well, I guess that if we do the same thing they do, our democracy will literally be in jeopardy. Not a joke. But it is a joke. Laughable on its face if it weren't so malicious. Jimmy Kimmel peaked during The Man Show with Adam Carolla, which I think, was that an MTV show? He's not an analytical mind. An analytical mind would sit there, a critical thinking mind would sit there and say, this is the truth no matter how unpopular it is with me. This is the truth. But not this guy. He's a truly pathetic. He directed nothing but softball questions, and he had bedroom eyes toward the president while attempting to cover for Biden's bouts of confusion. At one point, Kimmel, likening Biden's plight to playing Monopoly with someone who doesn't play fair, asked, "How do you ever make any progress if they're not following the rules?" To which Biden replied, "Well, you have to send them to jail." Now, this was him trying to be cute, and that might be funny. It might not be funny to Roger Stone or Peter Navarro and the others who've been arrested by this administration. nor to Michigan gubernatorial candidate Ryan Kelly, whom Biden's FBI arrested less than 12 hours after Biden made that remark. Kelly attended the January 6th rally and was accused of disorderly conduct, even though he never entered the Capitol building. The big lie isn't that Donald Trump and his MAGA supporters baselessly believe that the election was stolen from them. The big lie is that most Democrats care about the little people and marginalized and people and planet Earth. Nothing could be further from the truth. They despise all of this that I just mentioned. They're not interested in saving the whales or the spotted owl or the planet themselves. They want power, absolute and effectively unchallengeable power, so they can destroy the United States and capitalism, Christianity, and the traditional family. And their greatest hoax wasn't in assuring us that a man can simply choose to be a woman and vice versa, or the mass killing of babies in and maybe out of the womb is women's health care. Charles Baudelaire noted the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. Ken Amy stated a corollary, the second greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he is the good guy. And same could be said about today's Democrats. These guys are not interested in your public safety. They're not interested in your public health. They're not interested in anything for your welfare. If they were, they would make sure that all the roads on the highways that are governed by the feds, they'd make sure all of those roads are paved really well, right? They would take very little money. They would let you, you know, handle your own stuff. And, you know, they would do things like let you seek health care outside of your state. Easy stuff like that. They would do things where they made it easier for you to live. But they're not interested in making it easier for you to live. They're interested in making it absolutely horrible for you to live. And this is the thing I don't understand, okay? The things that I just, you know, talked about what they want to destroy. The United States, capitalism, Christianity, and the traditional family. What's left after that? Where does this go? Does the country, do they just want to see the country in total debauchery where, I mean, does it need to be like the purge 365 days a year? Is that what they're into? What? And this is the thing. While they're destroying all of these things, we should be saying, okay, so what is it that you really want? And no, don't tell me this is about my public safety, because I don't have an armed detail and you're trying to take my gun. So don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. What is it that you really want? What do you see for the nation? You've got your millions already. What do you see for the nation? Of course, they would lie and project about that, too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Futures markets were sharply lower just one day after the Fed hiked interest rates, the largest in three decades, in an effort to put a lid on rising inflation. Here is Revere Wealth Management market strategist Scott Fullman.
The Swiss National Bank raised their interest rate by 50 basis points, and that move was completely unexpected. But we also saw a 25 basis point increase out of London this morning.
So far this year, interest rates are up 1.5%. As Russia kept up attacks in eastern Ukraine on Thursday, a Ukrainian official said that tens of thousands of people have been killed since the start of the war in February. The Ukrainian defense minister specified the death toll in an interview, saying that the number of dead is well above all official accounts that have been reported thus far. This is USA Radio News. According to China's foreign ministry, Chinese President Xi Jinping has told Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin that Beijing backs Russia's sovereignty and security interests in perhaps the clearest show of support since the start of the war in Ukraine more than 3 months ago. The two leaders spoke during a call on Wednesday, which was Xi's birthday, in the first known occasion that they have talked since February 25th, one day after Russia launched its full-scale assault on Ukraine. The Biden administration on Wednesday targeted a Russia-based white supremacist group by blacklisting three of its supporters, including a man who has raised millions of dollars to arm pro-Russian fighters in Ukraine's Donbas region. The U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned Alexander Zhuchkovsky and Stanislav Shevchuk, two men it described as key supporters of the ethnically motivated extremist group known as the Russian Imperial Movement. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. In San Francisco, where they just had kicked out Chaser Bodine, a lot of people that are victims of crime or have, you know, loved ones that have been victims of violent crime are saying that gun control is not going to be enough to stop the violence there. According to the father of a slain six-year-old, he told Fox News that California's strict laws have not kept firearms out of the wrong hands. He said, in my son's case, every suspect that was arrested in regards to his murder was apprehended again with another firearm during their arrest. This, according to Jason Young, who's son Jace was shot and killed in San Francisco in July 2020. He said, I don't think the proper measures were taken. There are other measures that need to be taken before we even put these individuals back on the streets. Mr. Young was one of the people that campaigned very heavily in the recall effort for sitting District Attorney Chase Bodine, who was, in fact, recalled. He said he felt the Democrats' progressive policies eliminated accountability for criminals. Young said that he and his family were happy that Chase's story helped oust the DA. Sort of a, not really a condolence. I don't know how you look at this and say that this could be a condolence. When I think about a parent, I just don't see where a parent gets any closure, any peace. Jace Young was 6 years old. 6 years old, a six-year-old San Franciscan. Mr. Young says, we were having a district attorney who was more worried about suing the manufacturers and not about finding a more hands-on approach to dealing with the individuals that were actually caught with firearms, whether they were untraceable ghost guns or if they were traceable guns. Bodine's office filed a lawsuit against ghost gun manufacturers in October. California Attorney General Rob Bonta later joined the suit. Young said, sometimes it is going to be bigger than gun control. It's not how many guns are on the streets. It's who has them, who's using them, and what are they doing when they're using these guns. That's sort of heresy when you're looking at the anti-gun people. Every Town for Gun Safety, a pro-gun control advocacy group, ranks California as the top state for gun restrictions. And homicides in San Francisco were up 150% year over year in April, while total shootings increased 138%, according to city data. Firearm seizures were also down 5% in the same time frame. It is impossible to have peace without having somewhere to enforce that peace. Mr. Young said it gets a little further than just like gun controls, red flags, and stuff like that, because there have always been ways to circumvent the system. Which now he's getting into the thing where I was talking about earlier about, let's just enforce the laws that exist. It's illegal to have a gun in San Francisco for the most part, yet Mr. Young says finding a gun is easy. He said it's not very hard when individuals are shot every other day. He continued, on this side of San Francisco, you got all these people who are hurting. And on the other side of San Francisco, you got people who are walking their dogs and worried about where they're going to get their next latte from. You know, you sit there, and I would have a big problem. And that's probably because of my background. But I would have a big problem staying in San Francisco at this moment. I would have a big problem sleeping at night. Let me explain why. Crime is rampant in these cities because it is welcome. When you sit there and what I was describing earlier was a scenario where, you know, you have all these gun laws that aren't going to work. They know they're not going to work. So they're going to come back later and say, well, this gun law that we put in place didn't work. So we got to put more gun laws in place, which also aren't going to work, which also aren't going to be enforced. See, what happened here is that certain things in San Francisco were not enforced. And he had an animal out on the streets in San Francisco with a gun, and he shot in the commission of his various crimes, whatever they may have been, he shot and killed a six-year-old child. Yeah. Now, you know, I sit here and I laugh about it because I don't want to cry. Because That didn't have to be that way. That did not have to be that way. Young Jace Young, that's hard. This little boy, this little six-year-old boy that died, I don't know what color he is. I don't care. I don't know what his nationality is. I don't care. He was 6 years old. He was a little boy. And he's dead now because we can't enforce laws, because the progressives are such evil people. And I don't know. I sit here and I try to rationalize certain things in my head about this stuff, and I can't wrap my head around it. I can't make myself find a rationalization where I understand it, because Jace Young died by design. Do you not think that these people, who are very educated people, they've got a lot of degrees and all these other kind of things, do you not think that they don't, do you think they don't understand what they're doing? Do you think they don't understand what they're putting in place? Because they do. They do. They absolutely do. And, they don't care that Jace Young died. They don't care that a six-year-old little boy died because an animal was in the street. And they don't care that nobody was there to defend him. And they don't care that they pulled the cops back. And they don't care that they keep releasing the animals back out there with regular people. They don't care. Because the left is full of very evil people. Progressives are very evil people. Those who collude with them, they're either evil or stupid. Enough is enough. Let them push the thing about Russian collusion. Bloodbath is still inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, my stock portfolio dropped about 5% during the time that the Democrats, who include the Beltway Cowgirl and that cackling Renfield of conservatism, Adam What's-His-Name, were engaging in their latest circle of jerkiness. To put it mildly, the selfie-snapping of a bunch of polite MAGA geriatrics led by a Conan Chandler 18 months ago were not my primary concern at this particular juncture. And I bet that's true of all American voters whose heads are not firmly lodged up in their fourth point of contact. Where is the wall-to-wall coverage that we were having of the Russian invasion of Ukraine? That's pretty much vanished from our consciousness. And why is that when just a couple of months ago it was the biggest story in the world? And let it be written, Joe Biden is going to run again in 2024, and I know because his paid liars say so. And I really want it to be true. And I do hope they continue to obsess about January 6th. This is my sacrifice. I'm going to tolerate the Twitter trying to make the kangaroo committee trend and the rest of the garbage regime media make this political fetch happen. And in return, I'll let these morons set fire to whatever residual credibility they might have left. The idea that anyone outside of the MSNBCNN demographic of pinkos, mutants, and groomers gives a half damn about a minor scuffle from long ago is hysterically funny. People are going bankrupt, juicing up their Subarus, and these Nimrods think they can get the people really ticked off about some forgettable fracas. Please, for the love of God, go with that. Please. One Hefty brain trust Democrat recently opined on Twitter, where smartness goes to die, that no matter what Republicans hit you with, respond with, but you try to end American democracy. I would love to see that plan in action, since I have a morbid love of train wrecks. I think on January 6th, gas was $1.93 a gallon. I think on January 6th, on that day, we had a secure border. I think on January 6th, despite all the COVID nonsense and everything else that was going on, we were not yet in the throes of this inflation and this, well, it's almost a depression, goodness. If democracy was being ended by Republicans, it would take a lot more than the whining by the doughy Democrats to stop us. We have the guns, and people like our Dem consultant have snarky tweets and carbs. And if they think January 6th was an insurrection, then they need to get out of more. They need to get out of New York and out of Santa Monica and out of D.C. Let's go back to Ukraine for a second, though. Whatever happened to it? Where I was informed that Ukraine was the most importantest thing ever. And now, somewhere north of 100 days on, the invasion has actually settled down into a slog. And we still see pinkos who would never, ever set their dainty feet in a hostile fire zone, sporting their Ukraine flags and their usernames. The tales of fighting seems to have vanished along with the legends of the ghost of Kiev and Snake Island. Maybe those bloody slogs have a little less sex appeal than come from behind victories over a larger but inept foe. And the fact is, the Russians performed very poorly in the initial campaign. They failed to secure objectives, particularly in the north. And eventually, they've been having to pull back. And corruption stripped units of equipment, and poor maintenance turned T-72s into tracked paperweights. But Russia, for what they lack in finesse, they make up for it in sheer volume of Russians. They got a lot of those. And that's how Russians have typically fought. They weren't perfectly coordinated. They weren't particularly capable. But what is important is that they weren't running out of Russians. Now there's word that many frontline units are smashed up and that they may have trouble backfilling them in the future. But right now the Russians are grinding it out. And that may not be, they may not be winning, but they are not losing. We here in America, you know, first Persian Gulf, it was over in 3 days. We carpet bombed them for, what, a month? And then we went in there and took them in 4 days. Panama, that was 22 hours. Afghanistan and Iraq, well, you know, that was different because it was not actually something where we had an objective that I can discern. The war on terror, I guess. The Russians are going to seek to win by sheer weight of numbers, and some of our allies are wishing the Ukrainians would just cooperate and give some concessions so the Euros could get back in business. The problem for the Western elite is that Putin is not one of them, and he does not think like they do. He is willing to gut out a fight, and we've seen that he's not particularly concerned about who gets killed while he's doing it. He is a bad guy. And I would prefer the Ukrainians win. But the fact is that Germany is already playing games with its pledged aid, and other countries are tiring of this three-month-old conflict. They want it over, and if the Ukrainians have to give up half their country, that's the price the non-Ukrainians are very happy to pay. But I doubt that the Ukrainians will pay it and look for this war to drag on, though all the cheerleaders will move on and the Ukrainian emojis will morph into whatever the new thing is. And back to Joe running in 2024. I strongly support him running. His new clown of a press secretary, hard to believe someone hired solely for her sexual orientation, might not be competent, recently tweeted, to be clear, as the president has said repeatedly, he plans to run in 2024. So, you know, if you have to sit there and tell people that you're actually, right now I'm being clear, that's kind of an indicator that prior to this that you have not been clear. But let me be clear. I love the thought of this desiccated old pervert on the ballot. He has poll numbers on par with leprosy and the music of Richard Marx. Joe Biden is a perfect Democrat to run in 2024 for us. Now, the big question we got now, who are we going to put up against this empty-headed dust puppet? Is it going to be Donald Trump? I'll tell you, Trump, with Trump, I really wish he would get off of the thing he's on right now and start talking about 2024. Start talking about what he's going to do. Somebody needs to be talking about these January 6th incarcerated people. Somebody needs to be getting out there and going, hey, on the day of my inauguration, I'm signing pardons for everybody incarcerated. I'm going to review each and every one of these. And, where's this Epps cat? Where was the FBI on this? I may not get any, and Congress, you had, if Republicans, if you have Congress, and if you get Trump or DeSantis or whoever it is that becomes the next president, you had better back him on every play. You had better, I don't want you to use your, superior intellect and do all the thinking for me. The thinking is this: we've been led down a horrific rabbit hole. Every little game out there is to be played. We don't have to pay homage to climate change. We can't change the climate. The climate, the planet, the sun, it changes the climate. What's happening now happens every time over a course of thousands of years after an ice age. And we got another one coming up. We have another ice age coming up. So instead of worrying about that, you better be thinking about, okay, what are we going to do about all this heat that we're going to have to generate? Because there are going to be some places where it's not going to be hot. It's going to be cool. It's going to be chilly. Where are we going to grow all this food? Where are we going to do this? Instead of doing that, no, we're out here worried about the ocean that rises because all that ice from so many tens of thousands of years ago melted. It's a wash, rinse, repeat thing as far as climate on this planet. That's just the way it works. Until we move a little closer to the sun, in which case things will change drastically, I'm sure. Coming up next, Joe Chambers and 1911 University. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to MGS.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.